And now on the Partner's Voice, we have Mr. Brady Knight from the big state of Texas down here in Houston. What's up, Brady?
Hey there, Big Mike. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you for taking time out of your practice to share a little bit.
Of course.
At the conference, you stood up in the Wealth Transfer Affinity Group and threw out this great idea called 100 for 100. Can you explain that?
Sure. What I am marketing right now is just the incredible leverage that we have with the cost of term insurance today. And what the 100 for 100 means is for a male age 50, basically, for 10-year guaranteed level term, they can buy $100 million of coverage for roughly $130,000. So if you look at that over a 10-year period of time, it's, you're talking about 2.1 million of premium outlay to guarantee their insurability out to their 60s. And if you look at a 20-year term, it costs more, of course. They'll have a cumulative premium outlay of about $4.5 million, but they've guaranteed $100 million of coverage till they're 70. And I just think that's an incredible story, and it's an incredible opportunity to go out there for these really wealthy clients that think that permanent insurance doesn't make sense for them, and because they really haven't experienced mortality yet. And so you just go ahead and guarantee their insurability with term insurance and warehouse it, and you can have that discussion with them about that, and you just get it in force.
Right. And I think a large part of our distribution has been focused on the 60-plus or the 70-plus marketplace because they know they have that wealth. But you seem to have gone downstream a little bit. You've been dealing with 30s, 40s, and 50s. Is that a conscious decision, or you just feel like, it's just been the luck of the draw because you've been in front of clients that happen to be in that age category?
Well, a little bit of both. I'm warehousing my business too, right? So,
right.
I'm growing with these guys. I'm 39, so just working with my contemporaries, and that term insurance number that I threw out there, says it. I mean, it's great to go stack $100 million of coverage like we were fortunate to be able to do, but I mean, gosh, I was paid $80,000 on that.
Mm-hmm.
You look at, going out and being able to acquire that much coverage for $120,000, you're not paid all that much money for it. So I have to split my time. I'm very cognizant of where I spend my time. And yes, with my contemporaries, I do. That's where I keep my flow and my activity. The pipe full with my group, and then I pay the bills, if you will, with my 70-year-olds.
I get it. I get it. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, is it any easier to put a $100 million line of insurance together on a 40 or 50-year-old than it is to do 25 or 30 million on a 70-year-old?
I would say it is. It depends how. I don't know that there's an easy answer, but I think it depends how vested you get in the process. I probably get very invested in the process, which is part of my problem that I'm working towards.
I'm laughing because I've been a part of your vested interest in those cases, buddy. But
yeah, I tend to not hand off the baton really well, and I stay pretty involved. That's a positive and a negative. But, when you're putting cases together like that, I, of course, am more vigilant. But, of course, that can be a problem. You need to let the process take shape and let everyone do their job. And, you don't generally have the medical issues. You might have a couple meds. A lot of these guys are, maybe taking things for anxiety or, sleep or psych or what have you. So you have some of those challenges. But the biggest, is probably the financial side.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with the older age group, you're battling medical issues. You're putting together very detailed cover letters. You're talking to you know, our underwriting advocacy group, you're getting letters from their physicians, and, you know, you're going through, and you really never know what's going to happen. Is this going to be table rated, or is it going to be standard, or what? I pretty much know that if I've got a $100 million man, I'm going to be able to place the coverage on that 50-year-old. I just have to get the financial justification for it. Mm-hmm. So the challenges are just different. But I always know that I'll be able to place the young guys for the most part. And the older ones are, you know, sometimes a little bit more of a challenge.
Right. Well, let me ask you about products for a second. I mean, you know, not all term is alike. What are there any carriers that you find are a little bit more accessible, easier to do business with putting together large lines of term insurance?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you look at our core carriers, they are always, if you're staying core, or even if you're looking outside, you're going, you know, brokerage, a Highland, or whatever the circumstance might be, you'll find that our core, that the partner's core, is always, for the most part, is in there. So it's going to be ING, AXA, Met. They're generally always very competitive. And when you take those out and you look at a super pool type scenario that we're speaking to of 100 plus million, Met has a product that we're just real fortunate to have. And so their super pool product makes it very easy. I went out on this case intentionally for policy diversification. I looked at stacking carriers and all that. And then when I met with the client about it, I said, hey, or I could go all with this one carrier. Do you mind? What do you think? Do you feel, you know, from a risk management perspective, are you okay with that? They really didn't care. They wanted simplicity. And so Met answered that beautifully. Mm-hmm. So having that at our fingertips is really nice, because they'll do all the reinsurance work.
Well,
so,
Brady, let me kind of round out this dialogue with asking you to share with the audience just, you know, this opportunity with younger prospects and augmenting your marketing efforts as a firm. It seems to be a conscious strategy. I mean, talk to us about what's maybe going on in Houston. Maybe are you doing any strategic marketing? Are you in circles that are transferable in other cities? Can you talk about how you're developing business?
Sure. You know, let's call it the way it is. I'm very fortunate to be in Texas, and I'm very fortunate to be in Houston, Texas. So, you know, the energy space is definitely, you know, proved advantageous over these past, you know, 3 years since 2008, given all the hurdles that everyone's gone through. So I've been very blessed to be in a town that has really been somewhat insulated from the national and global recession that we've all experienced. You know, it's all relative. You know, some of these guys aren't, you know, buying two Gulfstreams. Maybe they just buy one. But, you know, for the most part, fortunately, the energy sector in this town has been very, very good to the community. So I've been real blessed with that. I mean, I'm very involved in the community, both from a philanthropic perspective. And, you know, I was asked the other day the same type of question, you know, talking about my pipeline and how it's full, you know, consistently. And, you know, Mike, it's really just lifestyle marketing. It's just what I do, whether it's hunting or fishing or hitting the tennis ball or hacking the golf ball or going to the theater or being involved with the arts, or it's just the community that I'm in, and I stay in it. And there are certain things that I do involve myself in for strategic reasons, of course. There are centers of influence that, you know, I do participate in. I'm actually putting on an event at the Alley Theater next Tuesday, October 25th. Horton Foote's production of Divide the Estate is in town. So I'm taking 44 clients and advisors. I've rented out, you know, a part of the Alley Theater, and I'm going, it's all on my dime. I'm going to have all of them come, and it's a play on, you know, estate planning. And it's just a little give back for me. And, you know, that's kind of what I do. It costs me a little money, of course, but I think without question I will get a referral or something from that that would far exceed any sort of marketing expense that it's going to cost me.
Awesome. Well, Brady, I know you, I knew this was happening, but you've become a real Renaissance man. And I want to thank you for sharing with the greater membership. And I want to thank you for your friendship, my friend.
Of course. I really appreciate it. And, you know, this is what makes Partners special. And I'm honored to be a part of it. So I'm flattered you asked me to share. Thank you.
Brady, from Knight Planning, I'd like to thank you once again for giving back to the organization in such a classy way. 100 for 100. It's a concept that can be used in your local areas. He's giving you some great marketing tips on what to do with clients, client appreciation events. Brady, just thank you so much for always partnering up with the organization.